Boston's posh Beacon Hill neighborhood is famous for its pre-revolutionary homes, red brick sidewalks, and quaint, narrow streets. But some residents say it's time for change. They want the city to convert their street's iconic gas lamps to LEDs. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has the story.
Ania Camargo has lived here on Beacon Hill for three decades. From her brick row house on Temple Street, you can see the side of the Gold Dome State House.
It's a beautiful one-block street in Beacon Hill.
The Hill is the oldest historic district in Massachusetts, but it was updated in the 1960s and 70s. The red brick sidewalks on Temple Street were widened, the road narrowed, parking banned, and 16 quaint gas streetlights put in.
Our gas lamps are incredibly charming. Those were installed in 1977 by Boston Gas to make our street look more historic. And during that time, all of Beacon Hill was converted to gas lamps from electric.
The lamps burned gas 24/7. Where once a single electric bulb glared on Temple Street, there's now a warm glow cast on brick row houses. But gone are most of the trees planted next to the gas lights. Camargo, a state leader with the climate change organization Mothers Out Front, and a member of WBUR's Community Advisory Board, says methane, the main component of natural gas, has seeped into the soil from underground pipes.
What methane does is that it slowly asphyxiates the tree. That's what's happening. So all of our trees have been dying.
You know, I can smell gas.
I know.
I can smell through my mask.
Absolutely. And that's why we, all the neighbors, keep calling National Grid to come fix it. And we're really frustrated.
We certainly have repaired dozens of leaks in that area over the past several years.
Christine Milligan is a spokesperson for National Grid.
And we really feel that the replacement of this aging infrastructure is the most effective way to eliminate leaks. And we do have a plan in place to replace that gas main and those services.
But replacing the gas main won't help the trees, says Camargo, because the real problem is the tiny leaks in pipes leading to the gas lamps.
A year ago, when National Grid was out here, one of the workers said to me, well, if you don't want gas killing your trees, why don't you get rid of your gas lamps? And that's what gave me the idea.
A light bulb went off. Camargo got 32 residents of Temple Street to sign a petition asking the city to replace the gas lamps with LED lights. She gave the petition to Chris Cook, Boston's chief of environment, energy, and open space.
Well, we're really excited about it. I mean, first off, it shows that there's excitement within our communities to decarbonize.
Boston has to decarbonize. Mayor Marty Walsh has set a goal of making the city carbon neutral by 2050. Cook says just 4% of the city's streetlights are gas lit, but they account for 37% of the climate-changing emissions from all of the city's streetlights.
This is a really stubborn portion of our greenhouse gas emissions, and it just doesn't make sense to have natural gas burning day and night for these lights.
The mayor's office has allocated $400,000 for a pilot project to replace the 16 gas lamps on Temple Street and study what it would take to switch all of Boston's 2,800 gas lights to energy-efficient electric LEDs. Michael Donaghy, superintendent of street lighting in Boston, says the gas lamps not only emit greenhouse gases, they don't meet minimum required light levels, and they're expensive.
Our rough cost per year is upwards of $200,000 to $250,000 just for basic maintenance. That's in addition to our gas use, which is upwards of $1.1 to $1.2 million annually.
And for those who don't want to see the old glow go, Donaghy says the new modern LED fixtures are dead ringers for the old gas burners.
From a design perspective, they are a virtual carbon copy of what's there, which is exciting. However, they're going to be electrified.
But not everyone is ready for the change.
They are part of sort of what we call the sort of the Beacon Hill historic fabric, part of what makes Beacon Hill, Beacon Hill.
Robert Whitney is chair of the Beacon Hill Civic Association. The 1,000-member organization gets a say in architectural changes to the historic district. Whitney says he supports renewable energy, but notes that most of the electricity in Massachusetts currently comes from burning natural gas.
So it seems to me, at least at this point in time, that replacing gas lamps with LED electric lamps to supposedly try to reduce the carbon footprint just replaces gas with gas.
But Rob Whitney's number one concern is that until contacted by WBUR, he hadn't heard of the Beacon Hill pilot project. But Chris Cook, the city official leading the effort, says this is just the start of the conversation.
Over the next year and a half or so, we'll make sure that we're engaging with the community every step of the way. But what's exciting is we can reduce carbon emissions and keep the beauty of our neighborhoods.
And in the city on the hill, where a beacon was built in colonial times to warn of danger, LEDs on Beacon Hill could perhaps one day soon light the way forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.